It's Tuesday, the 12th of August, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK or Geek Mummy, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm doing my commute to work this morning, so I'm in what Omani blog refers to as the mobile office, hands-free in the car. Driving a different car to usual today, actually, and I'm going to be really interested to listen back and see how it sounds different, because today I'm driving in the Nissan Leaf, which is a 100% electric car. This is a car that runs on battery. It doesn't take petrol. It doesn't have an internal combustion engine. It just has an electric motor and a whopping great battery to drive it. And I've been lent this car for 6 weeks as part of the Go Ultra Low campaign, which is a government-backed campaign here in the UK, just trying to raise the public awareness of what it's like to live with these ultra-low emission vehicles. There's a number of different vehicle manufacturers taking part in the campaign, of which Nissan are one, and my family was selected to borrow the Nissan Leaf for 6 weeks, and in return for that I need to tell my audience about our experiences and just say how we're getting on with it. I've not been told what to say. I'm giving a genuinely honest opinion of what we think of the car and the experience. I have been asked to write 3 blog posts about it, so if you're interested in finding out more, you can hop over to my blog at geekmummy.com, where I will be writing a number of posts about the car. But I thought, given that I do an awful lot of audio blogging as well, and that my main audio blogging place is in the car, I thought I would do a test audio boo from the Leaf. Because the very, very freaky thing about the Leaf is, because it's not got a petrol engine, because it's just an electric motor, it is practically silent when you start it up and when you drive it. I'm intending to do a video at some point just comparing what it sounds and looks like when I start my Nissan Note up with what it sounds and looks like when you start the Leaf up, because you kind of sit in there and you press the start button, you're sitting there going, is that it? Is it going? And obviously, you know, you take the brake off and the car then moves, but it is silent, and I'm slightly concerned that at some point I might have somebody step out in front of me. I have had a quite close call with a pigeon who I'm sure just didn't hear me coming. So it's interesting and driving it around, but it's just so quiet. So the only cabin noise that you get really is the wind noise and the external noise and the noise of tyres on tarmac. So I'm going to be very interested to see how this recording compares with my normal audio boos. While I'm talking about the Leaf, what can I tell you about it? Well, do you know what? It's really, really fun to drive. I had no idea. You know, I got this electric car and my work colleagues started joking. They said, oh, are you driving the milk float, Ruth? I was like, this is so not a milk float. It really isn't. It's I'm sure there's a technical car jargon way of explaining this, and I'm sure it's got something to do with torque, but I don't really understand the whole thing. But, you know, basically, because it's an electric battery, it's not got a combustion engine. It doesn't have gears. It literally has forwards and backwards. So there's none of this business of sort of balancing the revs and higher revs at lower gears and that sort of thing. You just, the motor turns and you put your foot down and the motor transfers power to the wheels and the wheels go round. And, you know, in layman's terms, that means you can get pretty good acceleration. If I wanted to, I could theoretically race pretty much anything off the lights, I think. It is really nippy. It's ever so responsive. It's really, really fun to drive. My husband John and I are both on the insurance for this car for the 6 weeks, and we are starting to argue about who gets it each day. You know, because the brief said we were expected to use it as our main car. And there's some debate in our house as to whether the main car is the one I drive 20 miles to work and back, or the one John uses to pootle around town and drive 10 miles to his office and go to his mum's. And there's some debate about that. And so we are literally having to get up and negotiate every morning to talk about who's going to get to drive the electric car. And the kids have now joined in with it as well. So they'll say, oh, can we go in the electric car, Mummy? It's become a real kind of a treat. So yeah, it's such a fun drive. It really is. I had no idea that. Yeah, we've taken a number of people out in it, and the overwhelming feedback that we get is, but it's just like a normal car. And that's kind of how you feel about it. It's like, you know, it's not this big deal that it's this electric car and it's so different. It is just like a normal car. And, you know, it's just like a quite high performance normal car at that. So, you know, it's really, really fun. In terms of sizing, I would compare it to kind of like a Ford Escort level of size. It's sort of comfortable family car, plenty of space in the cabin. You know, I can wave my elbows around without hitting the doors. John and I can sit in the front together and not be arguing with elbows on the centre console. So, you know, it's a good size. It's got a reasonable boot, holds a week's shopping. It's, you know, perfectly functional as a family car. The only thing that we've had which is slightly concerning is obviously electric cars have a lower range than traditional petrol cars. You know, I fill my little Nissan Note up, and the range estimator that on the fuel computer says about 360 miles. And I get into the Leaf after it's been charging overnight at our house, and it's up at 100% battery, and it says 88 miles. Now, when my Note gets to 88 miles, I would typically think, oh, it's about time I filled it up with petrol. So you do find with the electric car, you are permanently driving around thinking, oh, I should fill it with petrol. Except you can't, because it's an electric car. People who drive electric cars talk about range anxiety, which is this, are we going to get where we need to go? Have we got the range on the battery? Is it going to work? And I totally get that now. I do suffer with range anxiety. The first time I drove it to work and back, I was quite nervous, although, you know, work is only 20 miles each way, and it did it quite comfortably on about 26, 27, up to 30% of the battery. So yeah, I can get it to work and back and still have a third of the battery left. In fact, yesterday I drove it to work and back, and then drove it to my drama rehearsal in the next town and back, and it was fine. So, you know, it's actually, the range goes quite a long way. Where we did have a spot of bother was when we did a longer journey, which involved a lot more motorway driving. We still need to do some testing and practicing on motorway driving, because it doesn't seem to be the kind of car that does so well if you stick it at 70 miles per hour and try and maintain 70. We drove it about 40 miles to Alton Towers and got there with under 40% of the battery left, so we didn't have enough to get home, and I had expected we would go there and back. So we've had some hints and tips from the friendly people at Nissan who've told us probably better to drive at 65 rather than 70. And I want to do some more testing and see how we go. But at the moment, absolutely fab for driving around and doing our normal day-to-day stuff. Slight concerns about taking it long distance and availability of charging points. There are charging points across the country now. There's a website that you can go to that will show you where the charging points are, but they are not like petrol stations where you can pretty much drive out and find one when you need one. You know, the charging stations are still fairly well spread, although motorway service stations are pretty well serviced for them. So if you're doing a long drive, you should be able to get charged on the motorway service stations. They're fairly well spread, and there's a number of different networks that you have to be registered with in order to charge with them. And again, there's some slight complications around there. It's not expensive. Now, usually these networks just charge a nominal annual fee, like £10 a year or something, for you to be registered. But it just means that if you're registered with West Midlands Electricity and you drive to Manchester, you won't have a card that works on the Greater Manchester Electricity Network. And it adds a level of complication. It's something I'm sure people can work around, but it's something I hope will mature as the technology matures and as these things become more widespread. But anyway, I've talked for almost 10 minutes on the joys of the Nissan Leaf. And like I said, if you want to know more, check out my blog, because I will be writing about it on my blog and hopefully sharing some video and various other things as well. So, but yeah, we're having a bit of a blast with the Nissan Leaf. And I'm interested to hear how it sounds on the audio boo. So thanks ever so much for listening, and I will talk to you again soon. And I'll just let the time run out as I drive.